Are you ready to elevate your career with a professionally published book, but unsure where to start? I'm Lynn Aliquity-Smargis, and I work with thought leaders, executives, and speakers on how to write and self-publish their book with confidence. From conquering imposter syndrome to navigating book marketing, join me each week for practical wisdom and proven strategies, bringing you closer towards your goal of self-publishing success. Whether you're a CEO with revolutionary ideas or a speaker with an inspiring journey, the Publishing for Professionals podcast is your roadmap to becoming a published best-selling author. Hey friends and future authors, this is Lynn Aliquity-Smargis back for another episode of Publishing for Professionals. I'm your ghostwriter and book editor here at Write For You. Thanks for listening to today's episode. We're going to talk about how to repurpose your content to promote your book. So we're talking about repurposing your interview to promote your book. And we have a great guest on today. To give a big welcome back to my returning listeners, thanks for joining me again another week on Publishing for Professionals. And another big welcome to my new listeners. I'm so glad you stopped by to check out the podcast. Please make sure to hit the follow button to get professional writing and publishing information dropped straight to your podcast player or the YouTube channel every week. I have an incredible conversation lined up for you today. Today, I am joined by my friend, Lindsay. Lindsay is the owner of Smooth Business Podcasting. She helps entrepreneurs and thought leaders turn their podcast guest appearances into conversations that convert. She's strategic, engaging interviews that position you as the expert and drive real business results. Her agency repurposes those interviews into high-value content like reels, blogs, emails, so your message keeps working long after the mic is off. If you've ever been a guest on a podcast and wondered why it didn't lead to more visibility, leads, or clients, then maybe you need to give Lindsay a call because she's the expert who makes every conversation count. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce Lindsay. Lindsay, welcome to Publishing for Professionals.
Hey, thanks for having me and good to see you again, Lynn.
So excited to have you on today because repurposing content, I'm always telling my ghostwriting and book editing clients, like you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Most of us have content that we can repurpose really easily. So let's jump into it. And let's first talk why you decided to choose this vertical, because the podcasting industry has just blown up the past 5 years, especially. There's a lot of different aspects and verticals you can do in podcasting. So why choosing repurposing your content?
Because it's blown up. What we used to do, you know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever, doesn't work as well now because our attention span, the platforms, our need for connection and relationship, it's just kind of like a different market, right? And I find that the podcasting industry in general is so focused on the host, how to launch, how to grow your show, the advertising, that I just found there wasn't really a lot of information out there for guests. And a lot of guests are guesting on shows, but then they sort of feel like nothing happens afterwards. And they're just doing it for exposure and feeling like they're kind of, they have no control over what happens afterwards. And they don't realize that there are strategies that you can do and that you can make steps to control the outcome. And so I'm just like super passionate about that.
That's what a lot of people do, like when they even start a podcast, right? And they're like, well, why aren't more people listening to it? But they're not actually promoting their own show, let alone repurposing the content from interviews. So let's jump into the first question. So why do most podcast guests approach promotion wrong? Because I see a lot of people do this. And how does it sabotage your visibility and authority?
And this is like the crux of everything that I believe in when it comes to podcast guesting. And that is the myth or the misconception that everything is up to the host, that because, you know, we're guesting on a show and we're on somebody else's platform, they sort of have this mindset that, oh, I'm tapping into their network. It's up to the host to do all the promotion and the heavy lifting. Not only does that sabotage your relationship with the host, because they too, of course, want you to help promote, expand their reach, get the visibility for the podcast. And if you do promote, that host is more likely to introduce you to other hosts because they're like, oh my God, they were such a great guest. They promoted, they did this, they did that. You want to be that guest that gets referred to other shows. But that mindset too is also holding you back from, like I said a little earlier, in like having control over the outcomes that you get from the episodes. And I can share, if you want, some quote unquote horror stories.
Oh yeah, let's hear them. Okay. I love stories.
So, and these are good examples, and it's part of what made me want to take control and leverage and repurpose in a bigger way. So I've obviously guested on many shows. Once they've gone live, the host has obviously given me information, the links. The title that they had for the show was just to play on my business name, like with the Smooth Sailing or whatever. And at the time, my topic was more about content marketing. So the topic was something to the effect of smooth sailing with your content marketing. It was just like super vague. And then in the show notes on their blog, it was my bio, and it was maybe two lines about what the episode was about. Because not every host knows how to promote, knows how to market, really understands all those pieces. I was just so deflated. I felt like, how are people and the listeners, when they're scrolling through Spotify or whatever, how are they going to even know that that episode is for them? How are they going to know that that episode is going to benefit them? So they're just going to keep scrolling and move on to something else, because that title is, it's the hook, right? That hooks people in to listen. And so I felt like that was super frustrating and was going to kind of sabotage, in a way, the amount of listeners that will pay attention to that episode. The other element in that, again, with them not having that many show notes, like there wasn't a lot of bullets, there wasn't any timestamps. So again, there's no hook for someone to listen. And another horror story, they created assets, which was fabulous. And they had some reels, but one of the reels that they put out was like almost like an outtake. It was just like an inside joke, like while we were recording, it was like a little sidebar. The clip that they chose to promote the episode, and it was like just some weird, funny little moment. And I'm like, that does not position me as an expert. It does not showcase my expertise in any way. So I didn't even promote it. I was like, ooh, that just lit something under me where I was like, no, I want to control the narrative of how I'm being positioned. I want to control how visible I am, what the title is. You know, I still obviously promote to say I was a guest on this show. You know, I'm still giving props to the host and linking back to them. But again, it's taking that control back of how you're being positioned.
And for people who are listening to promote their books, like having being on podcasts to promote your books is one of the best ways to promote your books for book marketing. I used to write show notes for a living. Like that's one of the main things I did years ago. Yeah. And so literally when I wrote show notes for my shows, I think the first, like even before their website would pop up, their show notes would pop up because I put the keywords in there. We put the timestamps, mm-hmm. like a good description, because a lot of podcast producers don't understand that like one of the ways people find your episode, your show and or your an individual episode is from searching when they put that search term in, right? Like say they put like book marketing in and they'll find anything that comes up with book marketing. But if someone doesn't do a good job with their show notes, that episode's not going to pop up.
No.
And to your point with the promotion, with that funny inside joke, when people are making clips, they should make sure they watch them, because a lot of times, like I know my video platform we're recording on now does clips for me, which is great. But like, we always make sure we watch them to make sure that they're appropriate, yeah. because no one's going to get that inside joke. So that's not even a good promotional piece, because it not only makes you not look like the expert, it makes the show host not look good. Because no one's going to get that's an outtake. Like that's what you put like at the end of an audiobook. Because it's funny because you've listened to the chapter and you've heard that scene the way it's supposed to be. And then you hear the outtake. So then it's funny. But like presenting it in that format doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No, it was kind of shocking. And when you think about authors, like you have the core mission of your book, right? Why you wrote it and the core message that you want to get across in your book. But there's likely some like little tangent stories or what have you within the book. And if you're talking about those little side stories or like just a very tiny piece of the book, and that part of the conversation gets used to promote the episode, it can be super misleading about what your book is about. It's like showing this one little granular piece, but not giving that context of what the overall message is. And so even the way you talk about your book and what pieces you share about your book, just be mindful that the host may take that piece and run with it.
Right, right. Yeah, because anything that looks good to the host, they'll clip it and then they'll use it. So yeah, that's a good point to make. Another question I have for you, Lindsay, is a lot of book authors, right, they want their marketing, any marketing they do, to last as long as possible, right? Mm-hmm. Because they want, it's really hard to get those book sales and to get yourself out there, because a lot of times, especially in like the finance and real estate space, which I work in a lot, there it's really crowded, right? So there's a lot of content out there for people to listen to. So what's the secret for authors to take control of their promotion and ensure that the episode they're being interviewed on works for them long after it airs?
Yeah. And there's so many things I can step into to break this down. But the first thing I do want to say is that when you are guesting on a podcast, be sure to ask for the raw video, because that will allow you to get the transcripts, you know, create the reels, like all the things, right? And it's funny, there's so many people that say like, ooh, is it okay to ask for the raw video? I'm like, heck yes. And it's all about how you frame it, right? If, you know, can I, like I said to you earlier, actually, can I please get the raw video so that I can put it in my YouTube? I can create extra reels and clips and promote it in a bigger way and get your podcast more exposure.
Right.
What host is not going to want that?
Yeah. I mean, I've never had anybody like promote my podcast that's been on it. And I'm like, oh, no, please don't do that.
Right? Like, no.
Yeah.
So yeah,
but to your point, it's always good to ask permission just mm-hmm. so they know what you're using it for. And that's what I always tell people. It's like, if I'm interviewed on someone else's show, I will take the clips and like the video and post it on my channel, and then also like put it in my newsletter and things like that, so people know who's on the show and where I'm at and where they can listen to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And first and foremost, when you do get that raw video, yes, I believe like put it in YouTube with the title and the description, optimize that thumbnail, because so many people search using YouTube. And so that's a great discovery tool. And even if you have a playlist of all the podcasts that you've been on, not only does it help with your credibility, because as soon as they go to your YouTube, they see all these shows that you've been on. But then again, people are able to consume information about you and understand your book, and then take it one step further and create, lack of better terms, a blog post for your website with, like you said, those show notes, embed the video in there, the timestamps, bullets of what you'll learn. I even do like a whole, like an article. Again, it'll help you SEO that post. And then also, if you're promoting the episode and you're only using the link that is iTunes, or you're only using the link that is the host's link, you're pushing all the traffic to them versus pushing traffic back to your site where your book is being showcased, your expertise. Again, still using backlinks and what have you to the host. So you're not like shunning them or anything. And it gives you that opportunity, right? When you are pushing traffic to your website, use that sidebar real estate. Instead of having your blog full width, there's a template where you can have sidebars on one side. So you can say, get a free copy of my book, join my whatever community, enroll in my course. So that way you have more opportunity to convert your followers to become leads and clients. Two really important points.
That makes sense. That's really, really good, valuable advice. All right, my friends, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to have more with Lindsay Phillips on repurposing your interviews to get more content and more exposure out of your marketing. Hey, friends and future authors. I know what it's like to sit at your desk staring at your manuscripts and wondering if you're the only person who feels alone when writing your book. That's why I created the Publishing for Professionals Virtual Writing Retreat, a sanctuary for leaders like you who are crafting books to elevate your thought leadership. Our writing retreat offers writing blocks, publishing support, and a place to share our resources and wisdom. Sign up today at www.writeforyou.me and click on events to register for this complimentary writing retreat today. Now let's get back to the show. Hey friends, we are back with Lindsay Phillips and I'm really excited to have her as a guest today. We're talking about repurposing your author interview on your channel so that you can get more exposure for your book marketing. So Lindsay, got another question for you. Yes. Why is repurposing podcast interviews, especially if it's an author who wants to promote their book, into micro content a really big game changer for boosting people's authority and attracting clients?
Actually, the answer to this also ties into your previous question on how to make that one episode become more evergreen and kind of like get more
traction out of it.
Yes. So I do want to say one quick thing too, is that when you are posting your episode as a blog on your website, when anyone is going to your website that is looking at booking you for future podcasts, or even stages and summits, virtual or otherwise, when they see all those posts on your website that you have guested on all of these different shows, it's automatic credibility and trust. And they'll see that you've been there, done that, and it gives them a taste of what you will be like on their show. So you're more likely to get booked and have more opportunities. So that's just kind of like an added bonus. So when it comes to creating micro content from the podcast episodes, it just helps you attract more people and create more visibility and exposure for yourself. Because in this day and age, right, not everyone is reading big blogs. Not everyone will listen to the whole episode. Quite often, they're just split for time, right? So again, of course, nowadays, right, we have such short attention spans. Not everyone is going to listen to the whole episode, read the whole blog, or watch the whole video. And so you want to pique people's interest with short little bites. You can create quotes. You can create carousels. Carousels are really hot and they're a great way of giving more information to showcase your expertise because, of course, people are just swiping and it gives you the opportunity of having a call to action at the end as well. They're fantastic. And then obviously reels and short. Now, the beauty about reels being Instagram and Facebook and shorts being for YouTube is that it gets you in front of an audience that isn't already following you. And so that's kind of like how you're expanding your reach. Again, short snackable bites, I call them, and they're punchy bites, got a title on it, have the captions so that people can watch it and read it, even if the volume's not on. And a little extra tip is in YouTube Shorts, if you're linking out to the rest of the episode and you link out to the full video in YouTube, you're keeping people in the app versus sending them to your website. And you're also increasing your stats for views, watch time, and so forth. And again, quite often YouTube will push like, oh, you like this? Watch the next one. Again, you're kind of like hooking people in to consume more content, which within YouTube is really important. Gosh, if the episode's really good, honestly, you can create at least 10 pieces of content, which could last you a couple of weeks. So instead of banging your head against a wall every week going, oh my God, what content am I going to create? Use that. I've even gone back and picked an episode that I guested on 8 months ago. And let's say I've got an event coming up and those topics aligned, then I can use those reels to promote. So just kind of thinking in a more broad way in that you don't always have to use that content to push to listen to the episode. Of course, you want to do that when it's first gone live, but you can use that content to share a lead magnet. And in this case, to share a free chapter of your book, to promote the book in general, in using those little clips to pique that interest. So you can use it in multiple ways to meet your goals for leads, clients, and book sales.
That totally makes sense. Those were some really, really great points. So one other question I have for you, Lindsay, when a book author is transforming their micro content into a lead or a client magnet, how can they do that so that not only is it just, you know, a video they're posting, but it actually does fuel their growth and get other people to see them?
When you are sharing the posts, the reels, carousels, whatever that may be, a couple things are in play. One is you can ask for engagement, like what tip did you like best? What do you struggle with this? What's your take? What's another tool you use? Or what other book recommendations do you have? Whatever the topic is, you can find a way to engage with the audience, your listeners, and your followers in a bigger way. And then you can also use it to offer your lead magnet or product or course or workshop that you're coming up. So you can even put crickets in the comments and I'll send you my guide to blah, blah, blah. So it gets people to raise their hand and then you've got the opportunity to obviously DM them, send them the thing, but then you can start a conversation. You can actually ask them how it was or hop on a call later to assess XYZ that they did in the lead magnet. Yes, you can give them the link to opt in for the lead magnet in the post, but then you're just not starting that relationship with them, right? They're a lead in your email marketing campaign. You don't know who they are. You haven't really truly started a conversation. But by using that DM keyword strategy, you can actually start having conversations and get people on the phone. Like a lot of authors too have programs, right? That are the next step from their book. And so this is a really easy way to start those conversations to push those conversions.
I know you had mentioned carousels earlier and they're really popular. And I know another thing that's really popular, especially on LinkedIn, is polls. Do you ever incorporate polls into repurposing your clients' material? And if you do, what's a good strategy or way to do that?
That's a great question. And I don't do those often enough, to be perfectly honest, but 100%, because again, it's another way to get your audience to raise their hand and engage with you and for you to get information from your avatar and even feedback about specific topics. And if you're in the midst of writing a book, right, those polls can really help you have that research ahead of time of what are they struggling with? What does pique their interest? Or even when you're doing like book covers, like which one do you like the best? And so it's just getting that buzz going. Honestly, even in ChatGPT, you can put the episode in there and say, what would be a great poll for LinkedIn from this? And it's just thinking about how can I create a conversation with some of the key concepts from that podcast episode.
That totally makes sense. Lindsay, this has been so fabulous. I loved having you on my show today and talking more about, you know, how to repurpose the content, because if you have this content, it's such a great, valuable tool to use to get the word out about your platform and what you do, and obviously your book, right? Because you're promoting your book. And I know you have a really great free resource. So can you explain a little bit about that? And for people on YouTube, I just put the link up on the video. And if you're listening to this on audio, it will be in the show notes, which is right underneath this episode.
So I have a guide that shares three simple strategies and a checklist of how to repurpose and leverage your podcast guesting episodes so that you can get more opportunities, leads, and clients. And of course, they can go to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest.
Awesome. This has been really fabulous. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on today. Thank you so much for coming on and giving this valuable information to our listeners, because I know this is going to be one of the things they're going to want to add to their book marketing list.
Thanks for having me.
All right, my friends. I love working with authors at new and repeat to help write and edit their nonfiction books. So instead of using your time to write your book, you can do what you do best, which is being a thought leader. So until next week, this is Lynn Aliquity reminding you to keep writing, keep dreaming, and keep creating. Your book is waiting to be born. Thanks for joining me today on the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I really hope this episode has equipped you with an actionable strategy for your publishing journey. If you found the information on today's show valuable, make sure to rate and leave a review for my show on your favorite podcast player. And also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and get the next episode dropped as soon as it's published. Until next week, this is Lynn Aliquity reminding you to keep writing, keep dreaming, and keep creating. Your book is waiting to be born. This podcast is brought to you by Unicorn Publishing Company. The information in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content shared by the host, guests, and affiliates is not intended to substitute for professional, legal, or financial advice, or any professional advice specific to your situation. Always seek the advice of a qualified professional with any questions you may have. The opinions expressed on the show by the host or guests are those of the individuals and do not necessarily reflect the views of Unicorn Publishing Company. Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, guests, and affiliates are not responsible or liable for any decisions made by listeners or actions taken hereto based on the information discussed in this podcast. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge and agree to release Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, affiliates, and guests from any liability.